Fresh off a radio interview, the Vic High cast is animated, much like the vibe of this year's musical, Rent. Sitting in the sunny dance studio in a relatively untouched part of the freshly revamped historic school, the players share a variety of challenges, both expected and unexpected, all to the soundtrack of laughter. The musical cast and crew selected Rent, music, lyrics and book by Jonathan Larson, from a series of titles presented by director Kim Scholender last year. They appear as a cohesive and respectful team, key in tackling the topics and characters that make Rent a standout rock musical. The inspired stage manager Madigan Waldron, who watched from those first shaky vocals and stumbled choreography to the show that hits the stage May 8th. Rent is a show filled with amazing love stories and not-so-amazing love stories, Waldron said. The audience can expect a well-rounded show, and complex. Read also, A Look Inside Vic High Construction. Set in New York City in the early 1990s, during the peak of the AIDS epidemic, it follows a group of close-knit young artists, struggling to keep up with the gentrification and rising costs of rent. Though Rent takes place more than 30 years ago, its themes remain relevant as a gritty, authentic portrayal of the challenges young people face. With a diverse cast, it reflects honest experiences of many of 2SLGBTQ+ community members. Scholender has background in drama therapy and theater for social justice. She hopes to inspire a dialogue about these issues, and encourage folks to recognize how prevalent the issues are locally. To explore the topics with integrity and authenticity, they spent time with experts in the myriad subjects. It was both illuminating and important, so we could approach it from a respectful standpoint, said cast member Nico Schmidt. People with the Cool AIDS Society, Mobile Youth Services Team and Persons Living with AIDS Association were among those who donated time and expertise to discuss how the issues relate to the community and to educate the cast and crew on the resources available. The challenges the teens face staging the play may be vastly different than the themes explored in the show, but they're as varied. Read also, Victoria High reopens, welcomes students after 4 years of renovations. Vic High students started this school year at the former S.J. Willis School across town, moving back into the Grant Street building this spring. On top of shifting schools mid-rehearsals and not having a theater of their own to perform in, challenges include the difficult layers of subject matter to the intensive vocal scores and sets ruined during the move. I personally carried a ladder across the neighborhood, Ruby Wallace adding with a laugh. But you know, the show must go on. Currently rehearsing on the old, untouched stage in the upgraded Vic High, they'll shift for showtime, performing for audiences in the community theater at Oak Bay High, where the tech and crew teams have also offered a hand up. Apparently a seasoned veteran, Tobin Hawking notes that musicals usually offer some reprieve, song scene song, while this one requires them to be at the top of their game vocally. In this, every scene is a song. There's music under everything except my opening monologue, he said. Another plus, they perform alongside a live band. Vic High stages Rent nightly May 8th to 11th at 7 p.m. in the Dave Dunnett Community Theater at Oak Bay High, 2121 Cadborough Bay Road. Get tickets online at showtix4u.com/event-details/82593 or vishig.sd61.bc.ca.